Whatever was left of Rachel's guard crumbled away with the candor in the man's voice. "Actually, sir, I'm baffled." Herney laughed out loud. "Terrific. It's not every day I can baffle someone from the NRO. It's not every day someone from the NRO is invited aboard Air Force One by a president in hiking boots." The president laughed again. A quiet rap on the office door announced the arrival of coffee. One of the flight crew entered with a steaming pewter pot and two pewter mugs on a tray. At the president's bidding, she laid the tray on the desk and disappeared. "Cream and sugar?" the president asked, standing up to pour.
"Cream, please."
Rachel savored the rich aroma. "The President of the United States is personally serving me coffee?" Zach Herney handed her a heavy pewter mug.
"Authentic Paul Revere," he said. "One of the little luxuries."
Rachel sipped the coffee. It was the best she had ever tasted.
"Anyhow," the president said, pouring himself a cup and sitting back down, "I've got limited time here, so let's get to business."
The president plopped his sugar cube in his coffee and gazed up at her.
"I imagine Bill Pickering warned you that the only reason I would want to see you would be to use you to my political advantage."
"Actually, sir, that's exactly what he said."
The president chuckled.
"Always the cynic."
"So he's wrong?"
"Are you kidding?" the president laughed. "Bill Pickering is never wrong. He's dead on, as usual."